Might use a funnel.
Okay. And say if you were driving horses and you wanted your horses to go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
Okay. And if you bought some things at the store, the grocer might put them in a
sack.
Okay. And what would that be made out of?
Paper sack.
Okay. Do you ever hear the word poke around here?
Yes.
People say
paper poke.
Does that mean the same as the sack?
That same thing, but the sack is the old name.
Okay. Who says poke?
Poke. That's a northern name.
Okay. What about, say, 50 pounds of flour? What would that come in?
That would be a bag.
Okay. And say if you bought feed, what would that come in?
That come in a bag, too.
What kind of, you know, that rough cloth, you know?
Tote, sack.
Okay. And what would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill to be ground?
Bushel.
Okay, but I'm not talking about a bushel or two bushels. I'm talking about just the amount that you would take to have ground. Like, have you ever heard the expression, a turn of corn?
Oh, yes.
What does that mean, is that?
Well, that's is a sack of corn. That's a sack of corn, turn of corn. Right.
Is that the amount that you do at one time, or is that?
Yes. Yes, the one sack of corn would be a turn of corn.
Okay. Do you remember taking corn to the mill?
Yeah, I remember being a turn of corn.
Okay. What would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms in one time? All the wood you can carry in your arms.
Hey, you got me there.
I think, would you call that a, what, a wood?
You could be a load of wood, but you couldn't call it corn. Corn, aren't it? Corn. Well, a lot of wood, you know.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Socket.
Yeah, like what kind of bulb do you call it? You call that a
light bulb.
Okay. And say if you were carrying the washout to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a clothes what?
Hamper.
Okay. Or another word?
Basket.
Okay. And what did nails used to come in?
Kegs.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hook.
Okay. And suppose you opened a bottle and you didn't want the liquid to spill out, you might stick in a
cork.
Okay. This is a musical instrument that you play going back and forth.
Harp.
Okay. And something that you'd hold between your teeth and twang.
Jew's harp.
Okay. Did you ever play that?
I never could. I've heard them play.
Okay. And the thing that you pound nails with, you call that
hammer.
Okay. Okay, if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece between the horses?
That's the tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, when you hitch him up, you have to back him in between
the shaves.
Okay. And I thought
I'm going to learn you to be a farmer.
Okay. Talking about the parts of a wagon wheel, you start with the inside, you have the hub.
Right.
You know, then the spokes come out, and they fit into the
rim.
Okay.